It's time to catch up on what's happening in the world of sport. Nathan Rarire is with us. Kia ora.
Kia ora, how are you? I mean, we're into the weekend, so this is sporty's time.
It does feel that way, doesn't it? And the Seven Circus, Seven Circuit rolls into Sydney. Is it a circus or a circuit?
Well, yeah, well, they've taken a bit of the circus out, which is why people stop buying tickets. But so obviously really good for us last weekend, you know, with the Black Fern Sevens winning. So they go to Australia, but Charlotte Cassatt's Australian Seven Sisters, they call themselves. They are so good in their home tournaments. Obviously, we got to introduce a couple of new players last weekend, which went really well for them. So they will hopefully be there. And they're top of the standing right now, the Black Fern Sevens. And actually, the All Black Sevens are as well. They're top of the men's standing, which is great. Still haven't won a tournament yet. So this is one for them to try and get through. But really, there's a brand new old name arrives. Spencer is the surname. You might have heard of his father, Carlos.
He is.
And Peyton Spencer, who was the fullback for Hamilton Boys High, in fact, in the World First 15 finals about 6 months ago. In fact, it might not even have been that long ago. There he is in the side. I've gotten to see him play a few times at First 15 level. Those people that you look at, and you're like, that one is different. Just tall, fast, agile, and has all the time in the world. So there'll probably be, he's still learning 7, so he won't see a huge amount of minutes. So he is one to look
at. And he's
out
a
for.
Cricket fiend as well.
He's an incredible cricketer, wow. Incredible all-rounder as
How
well.
How old would he be, roughly?
Oh, I think probably 18, 19, yeah. Probably 18, I would say. Yeah.
And motorsport, a lot of Kiwis racing cars in Florida this weekend.
Yeah, it is. So this is the 24-hour race. And I always have one of those moral conundrums like, oh, maybe that's not good for the planet if you're doing this. But there's a class called the GTP. So this is a 24-hour race at Daytona. And what they've got is it's like a hybrid type of vehicle. They're prototypes, which have got a bit of electric in that in them too. So
Is this salving your conscience?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm like, okay with that. So Scott Dixon, Earl Bamber, and Brendan Hartley are all racing in the very top class of this. And then in the next class of the field, there's Scott McLaughlin and Jackson Evans. So 61 vehicles all driving around at the same time. Yeah. There for
maybe not
hours.
Good for your the planet, maybe not great for your relationship if you watch 24 hours of it on the telly.
Oh, I'm going to be honest, I won't. But
Hey, let's finish with basketball. Good news for the Breakers and basketball fans. What's been going on here?
Okay, so the Breakers were, obviously a fantastic franchise, really suffered in the last few years. They had a very quite authoritarian coach. It's the assistant who's taken over. There just seems to be a bit more freedom about them as well, and they have had injuries. So they come back last night and they beat Brisbane. So the way that it works in that league, if you're in the top six, you'll make the playoffs. But really, the Breakers are so, so good when they get home playoff spots. So the top two only get those. And the Breakers right now sitting in that position where they might hold it. So there's a game at Spark Arena on Saturday evening, and then there'll be two more games after that to get to it. So pretty much if they win maybe two of the next ones, and then they will have a home semi-final. But if you could just indulge me, basketball provided my favourite piece of sports audio for the week. So I just want to explain, college basketball is a big deal in the United States. Also, delivery food is a big deal in the United States. Now, if you've ever been to a stadium and go, this food's no good or it's too expensive, imagine ordering Uber Eats. Well, a game yesterday in the United States, it's being televised, an Uber Eats guy walked out onto the court in the middle of the action. They had to stop the game while this guy's holding Uber Eats. And this is the part where the two commentators realise that something has happened. And they're going, why was the game stopped? And here's them looking at the replay and figuring it out. Enjoy this.
So we saw the stoppage. The man was Usher. Let's see if we can see this. No, this is going to be the turnover. In the
there
court.
He is. There, right there, there he is. The quarter. Yeah, yay, yay.
So this guy's actually, who's he delivering it to?
The ref. The ref said later. Give it to me later. Not now.
Philip Alston's done a lot. I didn't think he needed a Big Mac for sustenance in the middle of the game.
I know, but I'm not. Well, the official out there, Tim, he distanced him like, I didn't say now. Later.
So he's very committed to the job. 10 minutes
was
later.
Was it Mackers, was it?
Yeah,
it
10 minutes like later, they find this guy in the crowd still trying to find his thing. So I think he got a very good review.
Commitment to the job.
Yeah.
You too.
Yes.
Thanks, Nathan. Nathan Rarire there with a wrap-up of what's happening in the world of sport.